We had green t-shirts, Dodge City Recreation, youth baseball. Our team was the Bullets. We were pretty good. I got on base a lot because kids don't know how to pitch to left-handers. At the end of the season, we got a trophy. Then again, maybe every team got a trophy. How do I know we were good? Because we had good practices? Because we took a good picture? No. Because we won games. In so many ways, that's how we measure success. That's how we measure happiness. Where I am and where you are. I would have liked to have heard the discussion that the apostles had on the way to Capernaum today. The apostles arguing about who was the greatest. My first question is, what were their criteria? How were they even trying to decide who was the greatest? Were they basing it on past accomplishments? Well, I used to catch 30 fish a day. Oh, yeah, well, I used to catch 35 fish a day. I mean, were they basing it on their work as apostles? I got 6 people to follow Jesus. Oh, yeah, well, I drove out 2 demons. Well, that's nothing. I helped a blind lady to see this morning. What was their criteria? Or possibly, my guess is that it was based on favoritism. Who's the greatest? Well, you notice Jesus always invites me to sit beside him. Oh, yeah, but I was called before you were. And on and on and on. There is one word that sums all of this up. Comparison. Comparison. The road of comparison really has 2 destinations, and I'm not sure either one of them is where you want to end up. The first possibility is that I compare myself to someone else and realize that they have something that I don't. That person is taller than me. That person makes more money than me, is more athletic than me, gets better grades than me, is happier than me. And comparison with someone who is better will almost always lead me to jealousy. Not always, but almost always. Now, a second possibility is that I compare myself to someone and realize that in that aspect, I am better than they are. I got first place. You got second. I got the promotion. You didn't. I have the newest pair of shoes in the whole class. So how does that make me feel? Well, it makes me happy. But how long will that happiness last? Well, it will last until I compare myself to the next person. This is a preview of our happiness conference this afternoon. You're going back to our apostles, Matthew might have said, well, I'm greater than Bartholomew, but I'm not greater than Andrew. So what can I do to be greater than Andrew? But once I'm greater than Andrew, I'm still not going to be greater than Peter. And this is the view of happiness that so many of us have fallen into. The promotion at work made me happy, but I need the next promotion to still be happy. Well, sure, we won sub-state, but now I have to win state. And then I have to repeat at state. If my happiness is based on comparison, then I'll always be obsessed with seeking the next achievement. Some of you remember Bishop Eugene Gerber, who was the bishop of Dodge City. He makes the statement that there are three cancers of the priesthood. Or you could really extend it in a general way, three cancers. He said they are to compare, to compete, and to complain. If we're not careful, when we set ourselves beside someone else, we will be tempted to compare, to compete, or to complain. But Jesus shows us another way, a better way. When he says, if you want to be first, be the servant of all. In other words, what if our happiness came from bringing others happiness? That's the reason Jesus placed a child in their midst. A child who was not inclined to complain or compete or compare. In doing so, Jesus was inviting the apostles and us to search for a happiness that endures.